I like the idea, Antonio, of connecting into the trials. Now, we have the Beth trial and we have the Alto trial out there right now. Who's doing the HER2 for that?
So for the Alto trial, the HER2 is being done in the U.S. again by the Mayo Clinic. And ex-U.S., the HER2 testing is being done by Beppe Viale in Milan. So there are two central labs that are doing all the eligibility checking for entering the trials.
So can a hospital just send all their HER2 to the Mayo Clinic outside of a trial?
They potentially could, and Mayo Medical Labs is one of the larger commercial labs that does a huge amount of HER2 testing. It's one of the four or five major labs out there doing this kind of testing. I just want to go back for a moment for the whole issue of why are we in the mess we have been. And I think it's fair to say that with ER, we missed the boat badly. And we'll talk about this later. The implications are even bigger than they are for HER2, because you're talking about two-thirds of the patient population, and you're talking for the rest of the world, a therapy that costs peanuts, not hundreds of thousands of dollars, tamoxifen being the case. We are dealing with the free enterprise nature of the U.S., which has been wonderful for development of new ideas. But we have not done a good job, like in many things, of following up. We do a great job with the initial discovery, but when it comes to actual delivery of high-quality care at a reasonable cost, we know very well how much we spend compared to other countries. And this has to do with the notion of the free enterprise and the significant rejection that many have in the concept that there should be central control, central mandates, or centralized testing or guidelines, etc. And I think we, as a community of physicians, pathologists especially, right now, have one opportunity to do it right. And I think this is what CAP is trying to do with the HER2 guidelines, is to try to create the mechanisms in place to improve, if we're going to continue with a decentralized fashion, to improve the quality of testing so that we get out of this mess. And more important, as new predictive markers and new drugs come into the market, not just for breast cancer, but for other diseases, that we don't find ourselves repeating the same mistakes. Otherwise, there's going to be a huge backlash and a huge pressure to try to take away testing from the community and moving into a certain number of centralized labs, which is the case in some countries in Europe and even in Canada as well. And there is some...
How well did that work?
Well, and it may or may not work well, and it doesn't take away from the need for ongoing validation proficiency testing as well. No question about that. And there is one attempt. We'll talk about Oncotype DX, which in many cases has served as a way to remove the variability that often is encountered in a community, even for ER pure testing and tumor grade. And now they are reporting the individual results for ER and PR. And they actually have individual results for HER2. There are some discussions about whether they will begin at some point to report the individual HER2 test results as part of the Oncotype DX result. And if they do that, it will be important to have some validation with the clinical outcome. It will be critical to have validation with clinical outcomes, but that could even potentially, in a commercial fashion, be one solution if we continue to be in the mess we are.
Richard, you had a comment?
I was just going to, on what we had already talked about, I was going to reemphasize, I think there's value in trying to help decentralized laboratories improve their procedures, but I think there's a limit as to how effectively you can do that. I think what I was trying to propose before was not new guidelines for how individual laboratories should work, but a situation where laboratories could have their performance evaluated in terms of what percentage of the positives do they get right, what percentage of the negatives do they get right. And that would be voluntary, however they would pay for it, and that information would be available to community physicians to decide where they want to send their specimens. And that way you keep the decentralized free enterprise. You don't interfere with that, but you put in place something that makes that sort of self-regulating, self-improving, because the ones who then don't participate in that don't have quality performance. Essentially, nobody winds up sending them their specimens and they go out of business.
You know, I think, just to follow up on Richard's comment, you know, if you take a step back, what we're asking pathologists to do in terms of testing for these predictive biomarkers is almost unprecedented. And it's a paradigm shift in terms of what we ask of pathologists or have asked of pathologists traditionally. When your pathologist gives a diagnosis based on H&E slides, for the most part, you believe them. When the clinical lab generates your CBCs or your chemical profiles, you mostly believe them. This is different. It's different for several reasons. It's relatively new, not only in the testing world, in the therapeutic world. You know, in reality, we're all evolving here together. These tests are inherently difficult. I know for certainty that just about any pathologist can learn to do them with the proper education. I think the real issue is it just doesn't become economically feasible to have that. I personally am strongly against highly centralized testing for all kinds of reasons, economic reasons, quality. When you get in a situation like that, you often hold back new innovations and so on. I see something in between where you have regional laboratories, probably a fairly large number, that can demonstrate in a comprehensive way that to themselves, not to you. Oncologists and patients should never worry whether the answer is right. They should act on the answer. We're in a transition period right now, and I think we're coming up with a stopgap or a temporary solution. I hope in a couple of years from now, and maybe some of these CAP guidelines and regulatory requirements will change that, we won't be talking about this type of thing where I have to prove to you that I'm doing it right. You can trust that it's right. It will take time because it is a paradigm shift.